is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 26th of December, 2010. It's the birthday of the poet Thomas Gray, born in London, 1716, wrote Elegy written in a country churchyard, which begins, "The curfew tolls the knell of parting day, the lowing herd winds slowly o'er the lea, the plowman homeward plods his weary way, and leaves the world to darkness and to me." It's the birthday of Henry Miller, born in New York City, 1891, best known for his novel Tropic of Cancer in 1934. And it's the birthday of David Sedaris, born in Binghamton, New York, 1956, raised in Raleigh, North Carolina, moved to Chicago after college, then to New York City, where he cleaned apartments as he wrote short fiction pieces, sometimes read them aloud at small gatherings. And then 18 years ago this week, he read some stuff from his diary on NPR's Morning Edition in a commentary that was produced and edited by Ira Glass. It was about working as Crumpet the Elf in Macy's Santaland. It was an 8-minute monologue, and it made David Sedaris immediately famous. His phone started to ring. He never listened to Morning Edition, so he never had any concept that anyone else would either, but people asked him if he'd like to be in commercials or be in movies. Soap opera producers wanted to ask if he would write for their shows. Seinfeld called. Editors from magazines, Harper's and Mademoiselle, offered him work. And in the end, he signed a 2-book contract and kept on cleaning apartments for a while just in case it wouldn't work out. The first book came out in 1994, Barrel Fever. He's written many others, all of them bestsellers: Naked, Holidays on Ice, Me Talk Pretty One Day, Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim, When You Are Engulfed in Flames, and his most recent one, just this fall, called Squirrel Seeks Chipmunk. He said he got the idea for it after someone gave him an audiobook of African folk tales, and he listened to them and thought to himself, "I can do better than this." So he wrote 25 fables, ended up cutting 10 of them out. The 15 he included include stories of canine infidelity, migrating warblers, a pot-bellied pig, a judicious brown chicken. The book begins, "The cat had a party to attend and went to the baboon to get herself groomed. What kind of party?" the baboon asked, and she massaged the cat's neck in order to relax her, the way she did with all her customers. Here's a poem for today by Ken Nesbitt, entitled December 26th. A BB gun, a model plane, a basketball, electric train, a bicycle, a cowboy hat, a comic book, a baseball bat, a deck of cards, a science kit, a racing car, a catcher's mitt. So that's my list of everything that Santa Claus forgot to bring. December 26, a poem by Ken Nesbitt from The Aliens Have Landed at Our School, published by Meadowbrook Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets, details at chevyvolt.com, the all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.